Peace be with you. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, "You must be perfect, just as my Father in heaven is perfect." In Revelation 21, on the last verse, any unclean spirit could not enter the kingdom of God. A single sin that we made, we could not enter the kingdom of God. And I could not understand this. This is hard. God is love. Who could enter the kingdom of God? We are all sinners. I'm trying to contemplate these words of God. How could I mess it? How could I understand? And it came to my mind about the Ark of the Covenant. In the Ark of the Covenant, a tent was housed. And nobody could enter that tent where the Ark of the Covenant, if you are unholy, only a holy priest could enter. If you attempted to enter there, as in the Bible said, died. One unclean person died. And in heaven, God decides there. God is there. So nobody, no unclean, only holy people could enter in heaven. And that's what Jesus said. In Matthew 19, a young man approached Jesus and said, "What will I do to have eternal life?" Jesus said, "You have to follow all the commandments." And the young man said, "I'm following that. What else do I need?" And Jesus said this word, "So you want to be perfect. Sell all your possessions, give to the poor, and you have treasures in heaven. And come and follow me." The rich man, the young man, went away because he's a very rich person. And Jesus said to his disciples, "It's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to pass the eye of the needle rather than a rich man get in to heaven." And the disciples said, "Who would be saved?" And Jesus said, "What is impossible for man is possible for God." And Jesus said also in John chapter 15, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Many people will say, "Oh, I could do anything I want." I agree with that. You could do anything you want. But what I think it meant on the Bible in John is said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing perfect." We could not be saved by our faith. And that is proven in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, "On the last day, many will call me Lord, Lord," could not enter the kingdom of God. And they said, "Lord, Lord, in your name we proclaim your message. In your name we cast out demons. In your name we perform miracles." How come we could not be saved? Remember this word that according to the theologians, Bible scholars said, when you say Lord, Lord, it means you have intimate relationship. It's not only you believe in God, you're close to God. But despite that, with that kind of faith that we don't have, perform miracles, drive out evil, that's something. And still they cannot enter the kingdom. We need the grace of God to be saved. We need that grace to order us to save. And the best way to have that is a prayer that I'm suggesting you to pray. The prayer is, "Lord, give me all necessary grace to be holy and help bring saints to heaven." What does it mean, all necessary grace? It means you're asking God to give you everything you need in order to be holy. Even though you are a sinner, you are half-hearted, you don't want it, you're hard-headed, you don't believe, just ask God, "Lord, give me all necessary grace." I think at the last judgment day, if you come short for holiness, it's not your fault. Because you ask God, "Lord, give me all necessary grace," I think that will be not your problem. And on the second part, you know, on the more you become closer to God, the more you will be happier. You find true happiness. You find true joy. You know, the difference between happy and joy is happy is something that triggers that makes you happy, like you won in the lotto, like you eat something good food, you're really happy, but after that, it's gone. You're no longer happy. Joy is your joy. You're joyful. You're happy even though nothing is happening. You're still joyful. And that you could find with God. With God, you could find joy, contentment. You have a great faith in God, like what those in the Carmelite nuns who were executed in 1794 in France. When they left the prison and go to the execution site, they are singing praise to God, praising God for this kind of event because they will be martyred. And they believe that when they die, they will go to heaven. They're smart woman. Because Jesus said on the 10 virgins, only those who are wise could be saved. The fool could not be saved. Those who are not saved are fool. So even though you are, say, you are have a high degree, Harvard, or anything that's prestigious, that you are really something here, you're smart, everything, you're rich, everything. But if you cannot reach the kingdom of God, if you were could not have get into heaven, you're a fool. You're not smart. So with that note, the more you are closer to God, the happier you'll be, the more contented you'll be, and you will experience that. That's why those who are not with God, they're scared to die because they don't know what will be their outcome after they die. They don't want to live longer because they want to enjoy it. But those who are close to God, they're willing to die because they know that after that, they will meet their Savior. And on the second note, on the second prayer, to bring saints to heaven, you don't want only yourself to be saved. You want others to experience this kind of joy that you have. So by your action and words, you're praying to God that you could lead other people to holiness. God be with you.